Well-equipped, sophisticated, organized crime syndicates have killed more than 800 African rhinos in the past 3 years, just for their horns. Africa's top rhino experts recently met in South Africa to assess the status of rhinos across the continent and to identify strategies to combat the poaching crisis. Dr. Richard Emsley, an African rhino expert with the International Union for Conservation of Nature, spoke to Charles Collins about the problem.
There's been an upsurge of poaching and increased involvement of organized crime syndicates. And we've lost more than 800 rhinos in Africa over the last 3 years. But on the other side, fortunately, rhino numbers have managed to continue to increase. And we just recently compiled the continental figures, and black rhinos are now up to 4,840. And white rhinos to just over 20,000. But while these numbers are increasing, this rise in poaching is a real concern, because if that continues to escalate at the rate it has been doing, then the gains we've managed to make in recent years will start to be threatened, and we could start seeing numbers declining again.
The governments, especially the South African government, the Kenyan government, have been doing a lot more to protect their populations, haven't they?
Yes. There've been quite a large number of initiatives, particularly in South Africa. One of the most notable has been the formation of a National Wildlife Crime Reaction Initiative, which has brought together the wildlife investigators from the conservation agencies around the country, police from organized crime units, the National Prosecution Service, the Revenue Service, and so on. So they're approaching things in an integrated way. And potentially, if they can manage to convict any people they've arrested on racketeering charges, then there's the potential of getting 100 million rand fines and or life imprisonment. But there's also a lot of dedicated anti-poaching work going on in the major range states, Kenya being one of them.
How much of this is a demand-created problem as Asia gets richer?
That is a concern. There's still more that we really need to know about what's been driving this increase in demand. But yes, you're right. It's the upsurge in poaching. And so the illegal price may have a lot to do with just increasing demand. But whether there's any speculative stockpiling by certain individuals, we're not sure. But it is something that is quite likely to be the case.
Rhino horns are used for traditional medicines in parts of Asia, medicines which aren't actually effective. Is there any campaign to help educate people that rhinos do not help in the ways that is advertised?
There's been the odd research that's been done. I mean, over the years, that information, I mean, there have been clinical trials which have either had no effect or at 100 times the dose you give a human have had a mild fever-reducing effect, a bit like taking a mild aspirin. But the problem is also a cultural one, and often people may not know what has gone into the medicine that's been prescribed to them by their practitioner. But there hasn't recently been a major education campaign on the sort of scientific. If you're talking about sort of science-based, evidence-based medicine, then rhino horn is clearly not supported.
What can be done? What can people do to help protect the rhinos against this upsurge in poaching?
People can help the people on the ground and the agencies and the various NGOs that are putting in resources to really help the people who are acting on the ground, because the resource economists have indicated that the best thing you can possibly do is to try and get the poachers before the rhinos are killed. But that requires decent manpower levels, intelligence and former budgets, decent equipment, and there is a shortage of funds in a number of the range state conservation agencies, and certainly support to major international NGOs like WWF, Save the Rhino International, and National Rhino Foundation, and so on. They are channeling money into in a field projects which can make a difference and build upon a lot of the good work already being done by government. So I'd encourage individuals who really would value to see these animals continue on our planet to support these agencies with their work.